You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Oh, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
Happy 2020.
Have we started?
Yeah, we can. No, we can start whenever you want.
Oh, we can. Happy 2020-21.
2020-21. 21.
I honestly, since the new year, I've been a little lost, man.
What do you mean?
I just been in a daze, bro. I just don't know. There's nothing going on.
Yeah, but did you think everything was going to change?
Nothing's going on.
Everyone's doing that thing where they thought 2021 was going to like be a remarkable difference. It's the same shit.
We're still in 2020.
Same. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
in 2020.
Nothing changed.
This is August of 2020.
Yeah, I thought something would change even within myself.
You didn't have any moments of reflection and change?
Well, the one thing that's changed is that I've been pressing in the button of my, you know, so when I'm in war zone. No, I'm being real.
I know.
I don't know, for some reason I'm pressing in the button with my thumb because when I'm trying to shoot, I press in with my button and I do a swing.
Like a punch?
Yeah, so it's like when people are shooting me, right? Instead of shooting, I've been doing a punch, right? And so people have been watching me die that way.
Oh, because then they shoot you and kill you.
Sometimes it looks like I'm dancing. So my brother goes, the other night, he goes, why are you dancing, bro? Showing off your moves? And I was dancing like this, and then I died. Yeah, so that's happened.
You feel like you lost some of your skill?
Some good movies. I saw The Call on Netflix. You see that Korean movie?
No.
Oh, you'd love it, bro.
The Call?
Yeah, and then I saw that movie Run on Hulu. Do you see that one?
No.
Oh, bro. The Run was so good.
What is The Run?
The Run is that... Oh, I forgot the actress's name. She's very good, though. And it's like she has a daughter, and her daughter is... She's in a wheelchair. She's got problems. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
No, don't do that.
What happened?
Well... I don't want to give away.
Don't give it away because they always get so mad when we give stuff away.
But what I realized is that the actress
in the wheelchair
is an actual handicapped person.
That's nice.
And you know what? Now they're casting it that way. So it's like now you know how Daniel Day-Lewis was in My Left Foot,
mm-hmm.
and he played the
what is it?
You know,
a pianist. What is that?
No, he played the
high keyboard.
No. He played the twisted guy. The pretzel.
Oh.
I don't know how, you know.
Pretzelman?
Pretzelman.
Yeah, that was his character name, Pretzelman. Yeah.
He played the, and now, if they're going to make that movie,
yeah,
they have to cast a real guy.
This is the never-ending debate. Why?
What do you mean?
What if they can't find someone good enough that does the thing?
If there's three guys, and they're just going to pick the best of the three people.
But, okay, so how about this? Can someone who's not gay play a gay role? So or never again?
Well, I don't think so anymore.
But then can someone who is gay play not gay?
Oh, that's interesting.
But yeah,
no,
right?
We refuse.
Well, then if that's
I refuse.
Right.
You're
taking roles away from straight white males.
What? Well, yeah.
Powerful cis.
But also, it's
you know
like,
what I mean, though.
Yeah, but now it's like. Hey, can I audition for that movie? It's Chinese.
So why can't
you? So then I can't do it.
See, that's bullshit.
But I go, look at my eyes.
Yeah, you look Chinese.
Come on.
Everyone I talk to, when they go, your podcast with that Chinese guy.
All right.
I never correct him.
I know.
I go, my Chinese bud.
Right.
Bob Lee.
But I can't even get into Ching Chong shit. You know what I mean?
No, you could. But I think you burned a couple of Asian bridges.
No.
What are they called over there? Are bridges called something different in Asia?
Over
water road?
Bridge. Yeah, I don't know, man. But so the lady, that's why, like, Gary Oldman can't be in Tiptoes. You know Tiptoes?
No. What is Tiptoes?
Come on, man.
What's Tiptoes?
Look up Tiptoes. George, have you seen this? He can't do this role anymore.
No.
Okay, push pause for a second.
Wait a minute. What's that girl's name? Is that the British girl? What's her name?
The British girl.
Who's that actress? Isn't she? She looks like.
I thought it was like Gwyneth Paltrow's mom.
Who is that girl? She looks.
I hate that scene because it's like, who walks into a fucking house full of small people?
Yeah.
And makes a face
and goes, oh
yeah, yeah. Like you and I would pretend, like in our inside ourselves. You're like, holy fuck.
Yeah, you're crumbling.
Yeah, yeah. What are we in, the fucking Wizard of Oz?
But outside of it, you
outside,
have to go.
Outside, you'd just be like, everything was normal.
Yeah, you have to go into everything. That's like, you do that now. When you see someone with a thing and you can't, you're not allowed to do anything about
it. You don't make a fucking sitcom face.
Ooh?
You know what I mean? Yeah, and get angry or disgusted.
I want to watch Tiptoes.
Keep going. We're like, push the button. You couldn't prepare us. Hey, Mom, by the way.
You couldn't prepare us for this, by the way?
We're coming in here. There are a bunch of dwarves in here.
By the way, you would have to say that. If you...
Yeah, that's it. Why wouldn't they... She would have said something.
They would have already said it.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, my whole family is LPs.
Yeah, just FYI, there's a bunch of small people here. Don't make a face.
But you're not going to say that right before you walk in. You say that way long time ago.
In the car ride.
When you first said...
In the car ride.
You're coming to meet my parents.
I'm picking your parents up. I'm picking my parents up.
Okay.
Unless it's Kalila's fucking family.
By the way, a bunch of little Filipinos would go, oh, I would make a face.
No, I would go, don't laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I would laugh. Parents. But I would laugh. So
if I picked you up, I'd be like, we can't go in there.
No, we
can't. Yeah. Because you're going to laugh. Yeah. Why? I go, they're dwarves. And you're going to
be like, I'm not going to laugh at dwarves.
They're Filipino dwarves. And you're going to go, okay, I can go.
I'm going to lose it. Yeah. Dude, that's not that girl. Who's that girl on the left?
I don't give a fuck who that lady is.
No, I know, but I'm stuck on her face now. I'm stuck on her face. Tiptoes.
Cast.
Tiptoes. Peter Dinklage, Gary Oldman. Yeah, Kate Beckinsale, the British woman. That's who I thought that was.
Oh, that is?
That's Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, you mean, I thought the girl to the right you were talking about.
No.
Oh, that girl. Oh, I like her.
Yeah, she's great. But I knew.
She's like the underworld.
She's underworld.
Oh, yeah.
She's looked like that since she was that age.
Yeah.
You seen what she looks like now?
Underworld.
Look at this. What? This is what, 2003?
Yeah. Can we finish the trailer before you go back?
Please, God. Let's finish it. Sorry. I didn't know you wanted
it. Tell me later.
Okay.
Okay, stop for a second. Push pause, all right?
She said, would it be that big of a
deal?
What
a gamble. You know what I mean? Because it's like, you know, Matthew McConaughey is like one of the most handsome guys.
Yeah.
So it's like either, you know, I'm having a baby. You know, there's midgets in his, you know.
Bloodline. Yeah.
But he's so handsome. It could go 50-50.
But what, you could get a handsome midget.
Oh, that's true.
You could get a very handsome
right.
midget.
So there's three things that could happen.
Who's the most handsome midget?
An ugly midget.
Yeah.
A handsome midget,
mm-hmm.
or really handsome, regular.
This would be funny if he got an ugly regular, full size hideous.
That would be good.
Kate Beckinsale and him have like the ugliest man on earth.
Like, yeah,
who's a regular size guy?
Who's like Steve Buscemi that was in a fire.
Yeah, where like the tooth comes out of the skin. You know.
Yeah.
Like it's got one of these balcony teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be this. Could be this. Could have gone the other way. Is that Jeff Foxworthy? There's Pete.
Yeah.
There's a little people couple that lives in my neighborhood, and I see them at the bar. I used to see them when life was open.
Yeah.
And they can drink. You think that you're like little person. They're, you know, their livers have to be also tiny.
Yeah.
You know, no, they can drink. They can drink.
Yeah, but.
Where do they put it all?
I know. I'm just saying, though, that like
do they have to pee
they might
more?
Still have little livers.
They have little livers.
They might die earlier.
They do.
Yeah, they might die earlier.
Because of the drinking.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Well, rest in peace. I don't know if I'll see those guys ever again.
Yeah.
Does anybody believe Matthew McConaughey?
Look, they got one.
So their baby is an LP.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. It's incredible. The cast.
Like, this is stacked.
It's stacked.
Why would they do this?
I don't know.
Why would they do that movie?
The script can't be good.
No, the first thing you read, you'd be like,
it's offensive.
This is crazy.
Yeah. It's just straight up offensive.
But 2003, that's long enough ago where, yeah, dude.
It's one of those situations where his agent, Gary Oldman's agent, said, listen, man, you could win an Oscar.
Right.
He's like, really? Yeah. If you can pull this off.
Yeah.
And then once they attached him.
It was over.
All you have to do is like, yeah, forget the script. Gary Oldman's playing the guy.
Yeah, you could get an Oscar right? out of it.
And then like everyone was like, oh, I'll do it.
That's why.
That's how they
you
got
have
it.
One name.
Yeah.
You sync one name.
Yeah.
And then everyone else was like, okay.
Yeah, it's not like they got Kate Beckinsale first.
No, they
and
got
people
Gary.
People are like, well, I know, but who's playing the little one?
Was Dinklage famous by then? Not really, right?
No. I can't find Tiptoes. I can find – it's like that movie I think what happened is somebody – it's one of those situations where – you know how Robert De Niro – apparently I heard that he bought the rights to Frankenstein.
Yeah, so no one else would
– Yes. Yeah. I think a lot of big stars
– they just buy
will find like a movie that's so embarrassing and they figure out how to –
how to just get a hold of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, who do you think bought that? Gary?
He doesn't have the money. Who doesn't?
Matthew McConaughey. So rich.
Maybe.
He could have bought it and been like, you're not going to show that. Yeah. Not when my book's coming out.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Talking about little people, I think you guys have a call with the giant from New Year's.
Oh, yeah. This is great.
What?
You remember remember the guy from with gigantism?
Yeah.
From New Year's?
Yeah.
We're gonna get him on the phone.
I have so many questions. I have one.
Okay.
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. Oh, this shit just disconnected.
There he is. Yeah. Hey there. Hello.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hello. I don't know.
What's up, guys?
Bob, look at that. He's got to be able to see you right there. Just say hi.
Where?
Move over so he can see you right there. No, right there. Right here. Look. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, there you go. What's up, Uncle Tito?
What's up, dog?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, so... say your name, fill in the blanks. Give us all your story.
I'm Alex. I'm from Nashville. I'm 29. I'm also a giant, quite literally. I have gigantism or acromegaly, as it's called, and lost about 206 pounds as of today. Actually,
when you said that,
blew me away.
It blew us away. And congratulations,
you lost me. I'm 200 pounds. You lost me. You lost a whole knee.
Much.
Let me ask you something. I've never met a giant before. And I didn't even know where you were coming on today, so I'm just coming up with these questions. But if I was a giant hunter,
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
and you were in the woods and you took a shit, would I be able to identify your shit as, you know what I mean?
As your, yeah, as your specific?
With gigantic.
I mean, it'd be pretty hard to distinguish between logs or bears.
Right.
Oh, right. I see.
How tall are you?
I'm 6 foot seven.
I see. And for people that don't know, i.e. us, gigantism, is it the pituitary gland thing?
Yeah.
So you have overgrowth, right?
Yeah, it's a non-malignant pituitary tumor. Wow. So it actually produces too much growth hormone.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So what ends up happening is, like, obviously when you're little, you start growing way too tall. And then by the time your growth plate actually fused together, it just starts going into your bones and arteries and, like, different parts of your body. So what happens a lot of times, we see, like, some of the giants is, like, kind of, like, thicker.
Yeah,
faces and stuff like that. A lot of just unstructured things.
That's like Andre the Giant had gigantism, mm-hmm. right? And then he was such a big guy.
How do you feel about Andre the Giant? I mean,
he's a hero.
It's pretty inspiring, I think. Just like, you know, there's not very many people who are pretty rare, I guess.
Yeah,
like a very small percentage of people actually have it, and most people don't really know until they're like a lot older in their life and stuff.
Do you have a collection of giants that you know?
No, just typically hang out with some pretty tall people. But
you do? Oh, yeah.
They're mostly down around like the 6'2" area, so I'm always the person that has to watch all the
So you wouldn't hang out with Bobby? Is he too short to hang?
I mean, he might make a good elbow rip, something like that.
Yeah, can I be honest with you? You don't seem like, because I've seen a lot of mythological movies. I've seen a lot of fantasy.
Yeah, he's not a centaur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a fucking human being.
I know, I'm just
Bobby saw
I'm nervous. Around. I'm fucking nervous right now, all right?
Bobby thought you were going to have scales.
No. If you didn't say that you had gigantism, I wouldn't be able to tell.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like maybe, you know, it's cool that you have it. It's just if you didn't say it, would people know or
I mean, I am like very tall to some people. Like, actually, like last year, whenever I was still up around 530 pounds, I actually went to see Brendan Schaub here in Nashville right before I actually kind of made the mental switch to actually. Start
so you bought tickets? You bought tickets to see Brendan Schaub?
Let's see. Oh wow!
Wow!
Oh,
wow!
So,
oh, you're
like,
a big boy.
Obviously, you know how tall he is. So,
yeah.
Like, I'm already kind of making him a lot smaller. So,
you're wide.
And then,
you're wide.
That was when I was still about 530, or those were like 520 pounds, because I got really depressed when I found out how heavy it actually was when I finally weighed.
Could I ask you a question real quick, though? Wow. So, you actually spent money to see a Brendan Schaub show?
Yeah, no, it was pretty good.
Yeah, so are you as well?
No, he has gigantism.
Oh, yeah, I know. But for him to spend money,
I didn't. Those are. Did you get it?
I love Brendan, by the way. I don't want him to crush me.
But, no,
it was just a joke, Brendan. It was just a joke. You're very talented. Okay.
No, tell Bob. You. Those were free tickets. Yeah, they were on the bottom of a Coke can. No.
Yeah, even did.
No, that's nice that he was. No, but you're a big dude up against him. Genuinely, like you were. But you're fucking. Your shoulders look huge in that picture. You don't look like that now. You probably have a giant camera or something that fucking makes up for that. Yeah. It doesn't look like
it. You also seem very. You're a very handsome guy.
Yeah, good looking guy.
Yeah, really good looking guy.
Well,
what kind of women do you date? What kind of women do you date?
Nobody really of late. So just been kind of more focused on myself than.
All right, well, that's it. Now we got to get – where do you live? Where do you live again?
I'm in Nashville.
Nashville, Tennessee.
All right, we got to get you some ass. So for the ladies that are listening, look at this gentle beast.
You're so handsome to me.
Gentle giant.
I can't believe that you're – yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
29 years old, 30. You live alone, right? You got your own place?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he lives alone. He's got his own place. He's into – what is he into, Bob? He's got a lot of hobbies for the girls. We're pitching him. He likes to throw stones or boulders.
Yeah.
That's kind of a morning routine.
Yeah.
What does he do in the afternoon and the evenings?
What he likes to do is he likes to
– when you go out to eat with someone, how big are you now? How much do you weigh?
I am 324 actually right now.
God, you don't look that – you don't look like that. Yeah. Like in my mind
– people always thought I was like 300 when I was up in the 500, so –
but that's because you're so tall that it looks like it's yeah. But I guess that's true. Like it just spreads out.
I'm gonna have another question. We might have to edit this out.
No, leave it in.
Okay. Let me just ask you a question, and I want to be able to ask it in the most appropriate way. But if just let me. So if I saw photos of people's genitals, and I saw the photos of your genitals in just a pile of genitals.
Would I be able to go with 1,000 pictures of penises and yours is in there?
Yeah, and would I be able to go, yeah, this one has gigantism?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Is it because it's so thick?
Huh. I don't know. I mean, I've only got a good hand to judge it too, so.
Oh, he's got a big hand. So for him, it's
it's a murder weapon.
Yeah, it looks like like your penis looks like a ground. Oh, look at that! There it is. Yeah, look at that. That's a
That
meaty hand.
So it's big around. It's like a grand cinnamon roll tin. You know what I mean? Like one of the cinnamon roll jars.
Like an Arizona sweet tea can.
That's Arizona sweet tea.
Yeah.
That's about a foot, and it's all the way. It's how big around? I guess that's got to be 6 inches around, 7 inches around.
Yeah,
bigger.
Somewhere in there.
That's why you're single.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to deal with that. That's insane. You got to have a small one like me and this guy.
If you fucked a dwarf, right?
You can pick it up and walk around with it.
It would come out of the mouth.
Like it's a skewer?
Yeah, like a skewer. Like one of those boars, you know what I mean, that you would skew.
Yeah, you could spin it.
Like
Vlad the Impaler. So now you're in Nashville, you're single. If there's any chickadoos here that want to get some gigantism in them, comment below and we'll hook you guys up if there's any single ladies that are looking for love, you know? Because now you're back down and you're in fighting shape now. Can you do me a favor? Is there any way to stand up and go back so we can see like perspective at all?
Yeah.
I just want to see.
Watch your earphones.
See, he doesn't look that big.
He doesn't look big at all.
He looks like a bigger
normal
guy. There you go.
He's a normal guy.
Eat that lamp. Do something that we can prove that you're... Dude, you're honestly... It's so weird. He doesn't look like he's a supersized guy, but he is.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get you hooked up.
You hooked up.
You have any more fantasy questions for him?
No, I don't, but...
I was going to say, though, actually, part of the journey is I've actually kind of designed this belt so you can actually see... Like up here, like how warm it is.
Whoa.
I just like the journey to my best self.
Cool.
Dude, that's fucking awesome.
Something I have to look at every single day. Just like, okay. And then I'm actually getting to the point now where I had to actually create like a fake little spot there for 426.
That's awesome.
It's actually like still marketed because now it's actually, so when I'm having to pull it to get to that point, it's actually bunching up the pants and stuff. So I actually got to get some new pants now. So,
dude, that's awesome.
Kind of go slowly and all that. So
that's so cool. That's a cool little journey. You should have that frame, dude, when you're done, just to show where you came from. Well, we love you very much.
Would you? I mean, let me ask you the last question before you go. If Andrew and I went to Nashville, would you buy tickets to see us?
Of course.
Yeah.
Within a heartbeat.
So
did you see his last show in Nashville?
I did not, actually.
Wait, when was I in Nashville?
When you were just
I think you were there like
At Zany's?
A year and a half ago.
Oh, that was over a year ago now. That was
but
year.
Did you go? Or?
Oh, he didn't go?
No. I wasn't doing much comedy back then.
You know what the problem was? It was also sold out every night. So nice try, Bob. It was also sold out. And I have a gigantism fee on the tickets. I do.
Yeah.
It's like $9 more.
Yeah,
I know it's rude, but
it's,
they have to make room for them to fucking adjust the ceilings for this guy.
Right.
Well, next time we go, we'll be out there. We're going to do a tour, hopefully, when all this stuff goes away. And come see us. Dude, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
No problem.
You're the best, dude. Talk soon. Bye.
Yep. Love you guys.
What a great
guy.
Love you. Awesome, dude. What a good story, too. Losing all that weight.
Harry's. Oh, gee golly.
Bob, you're hairy for an Asian guy.
I am very hairy for it, and I love using these razors. I use them all over my body.
Well, you got some smooth skin now.
Yeah.
I like Harry's. I don't use it on my face, obviously, but I use it on my body, and people don't know. Got a little bit of back and shoulder hair. Harry's makes award-winning razors along with a whole range of grooming essentials to keep looking your best. Harry's, by the way, donates 1% of sales to nonprofits that provide mental health care to men in need. And in 2020, they helped 500,000 guys access services. That's pretty good.
Start the new year with some savings, guys. New customers can redeem a Harry's trial set for $3 when you go to harrys.com/badfriends.
That's pretty great. By the way, if you're in the market for razors, guys out there, if you're looking for a new high-end, sexy, cool razor that doesn't cost a lot of money, this is the company. They combine a simple ergonomic design with 5 sharp blades.
Quality craftsmanship. At a fair price, my friend.
Where's it from? Do you know where it's from?
It's from Sweden.
And their blades come from where? Where do their blades come from?
Germany.
Everybody likes Sweden and Germany.
Yeah.
100% quality guarantee. They stand behind the quality. They got a special offer for our listeners. If you're looking to shave your face with something, you got to use Harry's. New customers can get a Harry's starter set for just $3 at harrys.com/badfriends. You'll get 5 blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, and a travel cover, all for just $3.
Oh, my God.
Get everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Go to harrys.com/badfriends
to
claim your offer.
Helix. I'm going to say something honest. My brother, okay?
Yeah?
Maybe 20 years ago, I bought him a mattress. Okay.
20 years?
Right. And he slept on that for 20 years.
That's gross.
And then I'm telling you right now, so I gave him a Helix.
Yeah.
Right? And he's been just in a coma.
Sleeping.
I'm not kidding you.
No, I know.
For like 2 weeks straight. He loves it.
Well, dude, we sleep on a Helix in my house. And
I know you do.
Thanks to these people.
Look at your posture.
And I look so much better now.
You
don't
look
I?
Good. You
I
look
actually
good.
Have been sleeping significantly better. By the way, if you have a mattress that needs to be replaced, we're being genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Helix makes phenomenal mattresses.
They do.
And other products, but I love sleeping on it. You take a sleep quiz. You go online, you tell them all these little details. They match your body type and the sleep preferences for the mattress for you.
Yeah, they have different mattress models to choose from, and they have soft, medium, and also firm mattresses. And mattress is great for cooling you down if you sleep hot.
Like
and
me.
Even a Helix Plus mattress for plus size folks.
Like Bobby. Look,
what?
I took the quiz and I was matched with the Dusk mattress and because I wanted something that had like a medium feel. Because I sleep on my, well, I shift around. I sleep on my side and my back, but I shift so much. And they fitted this to me, and I got to tell you, it's a good sleep now. If you're looking for a mattress, take that quiz and get the mattress that's right for you. They're awesome. You don't need to take my word for it. They were awarded number one best overall mattress in 2020 by GQ and Wired Magazine. Go to helixsleep.com/badfriends. Take the 2-minute sleep quiz. They'll match you with a customized mattress, give you the best sleep of your life, Bob.
They also have a 10-year warranty, and you can try it out for 100 nights risk-free.
Yeah.
They'll pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you will.
Yeah, you'll love it. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/badfriends. That's helixsleep.com/badfriends. I'm fat. I got fat. You know what I got to at my mom's house?
What?
206.
Did you really?
Swear to God.
You know, it's so funny. I'm glad you brought that up because when I honestly, when I saw your sister...
Don't.
What?
Don't say anything disgusting
about
my sister. Because if you're going to do this thing, it's going to be trouble.
Dude, first of all, have you not seen my tone today?
I know it feels
very
really
positive.
I know I like it. So go ahead.
And I'm very relaxed.
I know I dig it.
Okay.
All right.
And I'm trying to, you know,
when you saw my sister,
I turned over a new leaf.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when I saw your sister, it kind of went, oh, he comes from a normal looking family.
Yeah.
No, but it was like a shock to me when I saw your sister.
I'm handsome, Bob. I'm a non-traditionally handsome guy.
When I saw your sister, I went, is she married?
No.
Is she seeing anybody?
Yes.
Who?
Like, so you know. She has a boyfriend.
Okay. I'm just saying that she was very attractive.
Yeah, she's a good-looking
kid.
And
just normal, like normal.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I was shocked by it.
Why? You thought I would have beastly people that I live with?
I just thought I would see, like, just one, like...
One eye?
Orange eyebrow. You know what I mean? Like a Muppet. You know what I mean? Like an orange eyebrow. I'm Andrew's sister.
Right.
Right? And I'd be like, oh, that fits. Or
but
whatever.
Instead...
But I saw this gentle, like, you know, pygmy looking, you know what I mean? Cute.
We're good-looking people.
Yeah.
I come from good... I am non-traditionally handsome.
Is she dark like you are? Like, is she, like,
comedy-wise?
Grumpy?
She's grumpy in different ways. Like, I'm more cynical grumpy. She's more, like, gets annoyed at things grumpy.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Let me ask you this question.
Careful.
I will. Let me ask you this question. And be honest.
Yeah.
You're true. Because I remember years ago, before I met Kalila.
Yeah.
I met many years ago. This is before Sebastian was anybody. I met Sebastian's sister, and she was cute. So then I said to Sebastian, I go, you think maybe, because I was single at the time.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, 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 never.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So let me ask you this question.
No, no, never. Never.
You don't even know what I'm going to ask you.
Never.
No, let me ask.
I would rather
be real.
Cut off my penis and sew it to my own face and live like that for the rest of my life. I'd rather be a dickhead.
Why?
Than let you date.
Yes,
let you
that's fucking rude.
In a million years.
That's rude.
In a million years.
Because
I know you.
I found the love of my life.
Right. Kalila's
the love of my life, and I'm going to be with her forever, all right?
Poor girl.
But what I'm just saying, poor in girl. A hypothetical situation, right?
No, absolutely not.
And I said, well, how old is your sister, by the way?
29.
Perfect. Perfect.
No.
Yeah, so let me ask you this, right?
I would never.
No, and I go, hey, you know, where does she live? Chicago?
None of your business.
Okay, so
yeah,
I matched. Yeah, I matched with your girlfriend because, you know, I matched with your sister, and we're gonna go on a date. What do you think?
I'm shutting it down. I'm shutting it down.
You would really do that?
Of course I would intercept that.
If you were gay and you wanted to see my brother Steve,
if,
right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't fucking be a roadblock.
Totally different when it's guy to guy with guy to girl. Completely different world. These are totally different worlds.
I go bend it over. I don't give a fuck.
If you wanted to date my brother, of course I would say yes.
You would.
It doesn't matter when it's guys. Guys.
Why? That's so fucking...
Who cares about guys?
All right, so what do you think I would do to your sister? That would be so weird.
Anything is gross to me that you would do to my sister. Hanging out would gross me out.
I wouldn't spit on her.
Yes, you would. You spit when you talk.
Yeah.
But if you with a guy... Also, by the way, if I dated Steve, I'd be so nice to Steve. I'd treat him
I'd
so,
so
well.
I'd be so nice to your fucking sister.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Who got the best gifts for Christmas? Who cleaned house the best?
I think I lost.
You lost?
Yeah. I got these.
Well, let me see. That's it?
By the way,
that's my footwear.
Yeah.
That's all you got? Those are like $6
these.
Adidas slides.
I got those, and I got... what else did I get? Oh, I got pills.
What kind of pills?
I got like, beta blockers.
Oh, you're on medication?
Well, you know I am, right?
No, I know, but this is new?
No, I've been on it.
Beta blockers you've been on?
Yeah, and amlodipine also.
Antidepressant?
No. High blood pressure medication.
Well, that I know you're on.
Yeah, so I got two bottles of those.
That's congrats.
And then what else did I get? I could get that at the pharmacy, though.
Why do you need beta blockers? I'm being genuine. I don't know enough about them.
It's embarrassing to tell you.
No, it's not.
Well, I got on beta blockers because of my I have a it started with the audition I had in front of that director where I walked out. I've told you that story.
I know that story. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
So then I go, why does that happen? And then I was also on a movie once where it was I had a monologue.
What was the movie?
It was called Heartbreakers or something like that.
Okay.
Anyway, I had a model. They cut it out because it's like, you know, it was just one cameras are on me. They said action, and I froze. I couldn't say anything.
You didn't get anything out?
No. It got to the point where it was so embarrassing where the director goes, hey, we're moving on.
Oh, we're moving on.
Yeah.
When you hear we're moving on, it's sad.
It's not good.
And you go, can I get another take? And they go, we got to move.
Yeah, we're moving. We're moving on.
Sad. Right?
And then I remember the other actors did that whole thing like, they try to smile at me like at craft service and stuff.
Hey, you did good out there.
No, it's like it happens.
Oh, it happens.
Yeah, it happens.
Dude, you must have eaten shit.
I did.
That's bad.
Right. So then I just said, maybe it just acting's not my thing. And but then sometimes I would kill it.
I think you kill it more than not.
I do. I kill it more than not, but there are times where I would freeze. So then I
Is it because of who you were with?
No, it was I was with nobody's.
Well, it's a monologue. I mean, they're great, but I mean the cast. People. Was anybody in the cast intimidating?
No, they weren't like, no, because it's like when I was in the movie The Dictator and I did it in front of Ed Norton and Ben Kingsley and stuff.
I don't know any of these names.
Anyway, I was fine.
Right.
But I was on beta blockers.
That helps.
So what so I was talking to Whitney about it.
Mm.
And she goes, beta blockers. So I did this sitcom, a pilot in Chicago with Steve Renazzisi and Steve Howie and Zoe Lister-Jones.
Is this Zoe Lister-Jones?
You know Zoe Lister-Jones?
I know the name. I don't know her as a
human. She was on Whitney's show.
I know. Life and Pieces. I think she's cool.
Are you being real?
Yeah, I think she's cool. I don't know her.
But you know who I'm talking about.
Of course.
Anyway, when I was there, I didn't have any. And so, you know, I go, because I fell asleep in the audition.
What?
Yeah. So this is what happened. So Steve Renazzisi calls me and goes, we have too many white people in this cast. I told them to fire, because at that time he had power or whatever. He goes, they said just let one of the white guys go and hire you.
That's a good move.
So they go, they're flying into L.A. Can you go in and audition? And I go, I haven't slept in 2 days, man.
Why, Bob?
I don't know. But
you're like on a binge or something?
I don't know. I hadn't slept in 2 days.
Right.
So I didn't sleep for 2 days. He's like, and I don't, I'm not good in auditions. He's like, you got to go. It was like one of those things where you have to go now. It was in one of those trailers. You know how you go to a lot and there's a trailer, right?
Yep.
So I walked in there and I go, hey, I haven't slept in 2 days. It made everyone laugh in the room, right?
Yeah.
People went, ah, right? I go, can I take a nap real quick, right?
What?
Yeah, it was weird. And they go, yeah, I guess. You're right? So I just kind of sat down and I laid my head on the thing and I fell asleep.
For how long?
For like 20 minutes.
And they just sat there?
Everyone was laughing. The showrunners, everyone was laughing.
You're but taking then, a nap and should be trying to get a job.
Yeah. So then I got up, right? And I just read it off the page. And then I got in the car and I got it.
This is privilege at its finest.
I know. So then they flew me. They were shooting like 2 days later. So they fly me to Chicago and I got on beta blockers then. And I did well.
But because your fear, so the fear, you think you can't perform without them?
I've now performed without them at times, you know what I mean? But when it's like, when it's super stressful, I have to be on them.
Stand up or stand up too?
Never.
Or no? Stand up, you don't have to have it.
No.
Why do you think it's just with film?
I don't know why.
Because film is way easier to fuck up and just keep trying it. You get a million takes.
I think it was because of the fact that after Mad TV, I didn't work a lot.
Yeah.
And then I put too much pressure on it.
Right, I know
so
that.
So then once I was on the set, it became too like pressurized for me. But now I don't run into that problem.
Right.
Because I always have beta blockers on the side just to, if I need them, I'll take it. And it always works.
It does, huh?
Yeah.
I read this thing today about this weird, I got down this weird path with someone about adrenochrome, adrenaline. And apparently, if you have like extreme high levels of it, it causes schizophrenia, right? Like people have like super high levels.
Mm.
And there was this like wackadoo study where these guys said if you took enough vitamin C and niacin, you could like reverse in schizophrenia.
Mm.
And I was fascinated by it. And I went down this wormhole and I read all this stuff. And it turns out those two guys were schizophrenic. And they didn't cure, it didn't cure anything.
Yeah.
It's not true. I was like, this is amazing. I was like, oh, this is not real. This is all, they were crazy people.
Yeah.
Who just made
up. Would you take it anyway, though?
Would I take all that stuff?
Yeah.
I would take, if I started having schizophrenic thoughts, I don't know what, I'd probably just leave the business.
Mm.
I have an absurd amount of like adrenaline and testosterone and anxiety.
Yeah.
So I get scared that I'm going to break sometimes. I do crash. My old lady will tell you, I'll be on like a run and I'll be doing a lot of shows and I'll be traveling and working. And then she knows it's coming. She tells me, she's like, you're gonna crash soon, because she can tell I'm like running so hot and heavy. And I'm not kidding, dude. It's the weirdest feeling. I'll just go to sleep.
Oh, like a light.
I'll just fall asleep.
For how long? 16 hours?
Hours and hours. And then, yeah. I'll wake up and I'll feel super confused for like an hour and weirded out.
I did one of those where I passed out and Jerry Seinfeld saw my dick.
What?
Yeah.
How was that?
So I was at Jerry Seinfeld saw my dick.
Because you passed out from crash?
Yeah,
you crashed?
Yeah. No, so it's not being real. So.
What is that? Why is your dick out?
So I was, I hadn't slept in like a week. And then I was in.
A week is a long fucking
like
time.
Like I couldn't sleep.
Jesus.
And I was at, then we went to Las Vegas to do, HBO had a comedy festival.
Real Sex.
What do you mean?
The show Real Sex. You did Real Sex.
No.
Oh.
They had a comedy festival.
Okay.
You know how they used to go to, not Vail, it was.
Aspen. Yeah.
But after Aspen, they tried it in Vegas. So they hired the Kims of Comedy.
The Kims of Comedy, when you did it with
It was me, Ken Jeong, and Steve Byrne.
Right.
And I hadn't slept in a week. And I used to take Valium. Right?
So Valium's Valium. Great, by the way.
And I went to the spa.
Mm.
And
I'm there right now.
Every comic told me that I had, you know how you walk into the spa where the lockers are?
Yeah.
I just decided to lay there, right?
In the spa.
In the middle of where the lockers are, right?
Yeah.
With no clothes.
Right.
And I slept there for like 12 hours.
That's cool. On like one of those benches in between
the
lockers?
A couple of people told me that they said Seinfeld walked in, saw me laying there, and he walked the fuck out.
Right. Intimidated.
I don't know what it is.
That little Buddha's dick was huge.
Yeah, yeah.
You just laid there butt naked in the spa?
Oh, I used to do that at Burke Williams. I used to take Valiums and then just, because they used to have like, if you paid like $80,
yeah,
you didn't have to do a massage or anything. You could just use their facility.
Yeah, yeah, go hang out.
Right over there at the Lemley, where the Lemley used to be, mm-hmm, on Sunset, mm-hmm, Junction.
I know.
And I used to fucking take two Valiums and sleep there for like 16 hours.
Why? Because you couldn't get sleep at home?
No, I don't know why. I liked the smell of it.
Well, it's the eucalyptus and all that shit.
I like,
yeah,
that smell, right?
It is good.
And I also like the distant ambient music.
Yeah, it's like.
Yeah, yeah, and the smell. And
yeah.
I just pass out there. And I used to wake up and, you know how sometimes you wake up and you go, where am I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Where am I?
Yeah.
I love spas. I miss spas. We can't go to spas.
The Yorkshire Ripper. Do you see it?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
On Netflix?
Yeah.
Did you really see the whole thing?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow. What a guy.
Did you really see it?
I did.
So there's this documentary called The Yorkshire Ripper. What's it called? The Ripper.
Ripper.
Are you being real?
Yeah, you said river.
Yorkshire River.
Ripper.
That's what it is.
R-I-P-P-E-R.
Yeah. The Yorkshire Ripper.
Yeah.
And what, did you like it?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. You know what I didn't like?
Huh.
And I'm going to probably get in trouble for
saying
this.
Well, we can't. Don't give it away. Don't say anything that.
What?
Don't say anything that's going
to. I'm not going to give anything away.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you what drove me crazy about it.
Mm.
Is here this guy. This guy is killing young ladies.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Late at night. Right? At night.
It'd be weird if he's like at like noon.
Yeah. That'd be cool. If you could get away with it at noon.
The midday murderer?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Right after lunch?
Yeah. And just keep going. Right? And never get caught.
Right.
That's a clever guy.
That is.
Yeah, it's kind of a pussy doing it late at night.
Well, because it's easy. You can get away with it at night.
Yeah.
Do it. Show me a murderer at 10 a.m.
I would probably be able to do two and get caught.
At night?
Anytime.
If you were a murderer, they'd catch you the same day.
Yeah, even before I did it,
I think. They're like, Bobby, you're on your way
to
kill someone.
She would turn around. She would turn around, and I'd be just like, oh, I'm going to prison. Yeah. But,
Yeah, he killed a bunch of women.
So the government and, you know, and the authorities.
The feds.
Are saying to women, right?
Yeah.
Do not go out at night,
right?
And also, if you are, have a male, you know, escort,
a companion,
yeah. Right? And women, they protested that.
Correct.
They got on the street. I'm gonna go out if I want to. I fought for my rights. It's fine.
Yep.
It's fine. But I'm just saying that if all of a sudden...
But when you're murdered...
If all of a sudden they say great white sharks are eating fat Koreans, we don't know why.
They were for a long time.
I know, but we don't know why, right?
Right.
You're not allowed in the fucking ocean for right now. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, no, what they would say is you have to get in there with a Japanese person. You have to get in there with someone
with
authority.
No, I would just
authority.
Not go in there. But if even if they said you have to go in there with a Japanese person, I would probably do it.
Right, because you want the protection.
My point is that, you know what I mean? Oh, well, just, you know.
I understand.
No, you don't.
Go ahead.
It drove me crazy. And then one girl goes, I'm going to go out. Fuck it. And then she got fucking hit in the head by the guy.
Yeah, she got killed.
And no, she survived, but she was getting hit in the head over a hammer. You know what I mean? Because she decided to do it on her own.
But here's the problem, too. It's flawed. The logic is flawed that even if you went with a male escort, what if the guy can't defend you anyway? If okay.
You would run.
Okay, listen. The LA City announcement. Women, do not. There's a ripper in LA. Do not go out at night unless you're with a male companion. And Kalila's like, you have to go out with me. You're going to be like, no.
No.
He would kill you, too.
No. No.
Because you're killable for sure.
That's so rude.
You don't, you think, seriously?
I have fucking hidden strength.
you don't think you
have HRS for sure.
You do?
Yeah. I have a rage inside.
Level
me.
One or two?
Dude, like when we went to Big Bear, okay?
Yeah.
We had to put fucking chains on our wheels.
Yeah, chains on your tires, right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Never done that before.
Right.
So I put them on wrong.
Of course.
Right? So we're driving all over Big Bear.
What car, by the way? The Prius?
No, we got it. We rented a fucking a Jeep or whatever.
Chains on the Prius?
Yeah. And so I put it on wrong, so it got entangled.
Oh, it can fuck up the car.
In, you know what I mean? In all the, you know what I mean? The rotor?
Axle? On the axle?
Axle
on
the rotor,
yeah.
And all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And you needed a fucking, you know what I mean? A clipper to get it off.
Yeah.
So we're on the side of the freeway, right? And I'm underneath the car. Fucking cars are whizzing by us. Because I'm trying to get it off.
Right.
Because we wouldn't be able to move. Right. And I'm underneath there. And I was, look how dirty this hat. I was wearing this hat. Right. And I literally just, you know what I mean? I ripped metal, bro.
You ripped metal.
Yeah. I went, ah! Ask her. I went, ah! And I fucking ripped metal, bro.
You got the secret strength.
I just had to get out of there.
And it, you did
and
it.
And I did it.
All right. So you would defend a woman at night.
God. So rude, I can rip metal, my friend. I'm a metal ripper, dude.
DoorDash!
I'm telling you this something right now, Andrew. I would not survive this pandemic
I've
without
said that.
DoorDash. Because I get all my food and everything I have from DoorDash.
You spent so much
I need
money
to survive
on DoorDash.
They're prompt.
Yep.
They're kind.
Yep.
And they're also very safe about how they do their
What's
thing.
Your favorite food that you order off DoorDash?
I get like Panda.
You get Panda.
Panda Express. I get like Chipotle, stuff like that.
Pizza.
I also like Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, cheesecake.
Yeah, I like it.
Cheesecake. Look, we've counted on restaurants. Now we need to support them, and DoorDash is helping do that. It's the app that brings the food that you're craving right now right to your door. They got 300,000 partners.
Oh, my Lord.
U.S., Puerto Rico, Canada, Australia. Come on, man. Support restaurants. They're closed right now, but they're still open for delivery. So get that food to go. Use DoorDash.
It's now contactless to keep communities. We operate in a safe way. That's what they say.
Yeah, they do. Their deliveries are contactless. It's great, man. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code.
Bad Friends.
That's right. That's $5 off and zero delivery fees on your first order. You download the DoorDash app in the App Store, enter the code Bad Friends. Don't forget, the code is
Bad Friends.
Bad Friends for $5 off your first order with DoorDash.
MeUndies. Oh, MeUndies is my favorite underwear of all time. I have is a drawer full of MeUndies. It's comfortable. I love the patterns.
Mm-hmm.
I love the material that it's used. It fits my fucking little genitals so cutely.
The MeUndies has a little pooch there for your wiener.
It's got a good
it's really
penis
wonderful.
Pooch.
It's got a little penis pooch. And guess what? Now that it's dark out by 4 p.m., all you want to do is become one with the couch. MeUndies gets it. That's why they want to help you step up your cozy game. Their loungewear and undies are super soft and come in everything from classic to adventurous prints. They're literally made for your couch. And guess what? You don't ever have to leave the couch again with a MeUndies membership, a subscription that sends new pairs right to your door. With statewide savings and exclusive sales, you'll automatically pay less for everything. You don't ever have to look for any other undwear ever again because we both wear MeUndies. They got great little designs on them. I got a little pizza on one.
I have ones with raccoons. They're my favorite.
The raccoons are cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I also got the island ones. I got the ones with little trees on them.
Yeah.
So I can feel like I'm out somewhere beautiful and sunny and pretty during this bummer season.
This is an actual product that Andrew and I both use.
Yep.
And MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners, and we love you so much. For any first-time purchasers, you get 15% off and free shipping.
Hey, they get it right to your door for free. MeUndies also has their problem-free philosophy. If you don't like it for any reason, whatever it is, they'll refund or exchange it. No caveats.
No questions.
No questions asked. Bobby and I love MeUndies. You'll love MeUndies too.
Yeah.
If you don't like colorful creative designs, by the way, they have regular old fashioned, regular black
MeUndies
and gray and whatever.
They're great and comfortable.
MeUndies, they're great and comfortable.
For you and me.
For you and me. To get your 15% off your first order and free shipping,
go to MeUndies.com/bad friends.
That's MeUndies.com/bad friends. You got it.
Everyone's equal, and I honestly do believe that, yes.
I don't think everybody's equal. That's insane. Everyone
is. Here we go, guys.
Everyone isn't equal. What I'm saying is everyone should be, but it's not a reality.
It's not a reality, but
nobody's
just
treated equal. That's impossible.
I understand that, but if you just put every 10 random people in one room, everyone's lives, right, are equal.
No. No. No.
What do you mean?
Some people in that room's lives aren't going to matter as much.
Oh, God, here we go. I'm taking my jacket off. Are you being real?
No.
Oh, you're not?
No. Get the fuck.
All right. Because I do say sometimes.
It would go black lives first because they matter, which is what everyone should have learned in 2020. Then it goes white people. We did get moved down one. Black lives, white lives.
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask, okay.
Brown lives.
Yes.
And then Asian lives.
Okay, whatever you say.
Only because of what happened in 2020. I wouldn't have this opinion if it didn't happen.
It's insane what you're
saying. If China didn't give us the virus, yellow would be higher. But it's just not. Yeah, of course, everyone should be treated equally. Duh, no shit.
But there is,
I
do argue with my girlfriend, right? This is what I argue.
What?
I know. But I think you're right. I think some people's lives are a little because let me just hear
you
me
really
out.
You believe that?
I don't know if I do. Let me just see if I can.
Let's find out. Yeah, let's find out.
So, which would be sad, but you know, right now, as I clap my finger, snap my fingers, right?
Yeah.
Right now in Ireland.
Yeah.
Little Irish baby.
Okay. A little Irish baby.
A little beautiful little
there
Irish
he is.
Baby.
McConnell.
Little green bow.
Yes.
Right?
McConnell O'Houlihan.
Little gold.
I'm an Irish baby.
Yeah. And it just instantly dies.
I'm dying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it dies.
And then Bradley Cooper dies.
I'd be so mad.
I know.
It would be so devastating. Pissed.
Right?
Right.
But like, isn't Bradley Cooper's life a little bit, it affects more people.
Is it Bradley Cooper more important than a little Irish baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think so. I think it's fair to say. I think everybody would agree.
Equal, though.
Not really. The Irish baby hasn't accomplished anything yet. Bradley Cooper, Silver Linings, Playbook, Wedding Crashers.
We shouldn't live in. He wasn't in Wedding. Was he in Wedding Crashers?
Bradley Cooper?
That was.
Bradley Cooper was in Wedding Crashers. He was the boyfriend, he was Todd.
Oh, he was?
He was the guy that Rachel McAdams was going to marry.
Oh, I never saw the movie.
You never saw Wedding Crashers?
No.
Such a good film.
Is he in it?
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. Bradley Cooper is just, I get it.
I get in arguments with Kalila all the time. I guess, you know.
Do you think your life is more important than my life? Oh, this is heavy.
I do.
You think you're more important than me?
I think my life is more impactful than your life.
Why? In what way?
Because
you've taken away more from than you've given.
I've done a lot of firsts.
Like what?
Like I'm the first Asian American.
What?
Who's ever been on a sketch show for 8 years on a national television show.
But it wasn't that good. The show wasn't good.
It doesn't matter. I did it.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You know what I mean, I'm just more. My life is a little bit more. The value is there.
No,
yes.
I'm just as valued as you. I bring so much to the table.
I do more for a community than you do.
Name it. In what way?
The Asian community. In terms of show business, I've done more.
What have you done for the community?
In terms of representation.
So what? You're there, but you're not giving back to
it's
them.
What I've done and influence.
Have you given any other Asians jobs?
Yes, I have.
What other Asians have you given jobs to?
I don't want
to
get into that right
now.
Oh,
yeah. See?
All right?
No, you haven't done that much.
It's a little bit more important than yours.
No, it's not.
Well, name me why yours more.
You
is more
take
important.
Away more from society than you give back, and I've only given
oh,
back.
Oh my God, you have no idea what you're even saying right now. You have no idea even.
Your
what
life
you're
is not
right
more
now.
Important than mine.
I don't want to brag about what I've done. Okay,
go ahead.
I don't want to.
Okay,
all right, because it's ugly.
Look at this. Look at me.
Yeah.
Your life is not worth more than mine. I didn't say mine was worth more than yours. I simply said your life's not worth more than mine.
My life is worth more than yours, a little bit.
Not even.
True.
It's not.
Let's move on.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. When you die, when you die,
yeah,
they're going to go, Bobby Lee, actor, comedian, dies. They'll say actor first. No, they won't. No, they'll say comedian. They'll say comedian. They won't even say actor.
Okay, you're trying to be mean. That's
no,
fine.
No. I'm being serious.
Yeah.
I'm being serious. They won't say actor. They'll say comedian.
Whatever.
Because comedian encompasses
but
everything. Because
if you Google my name, it doesn't even say comedian.
Right. Well, that's a good, then Google knows it what it's talking
actor.
About. It does?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Okay.
It should say comedian. You're a comedian
you're
first. Well, you're a comedian.
My point is
are
this.
You a better comedian or actor?
I'm a terrible actor.
Right. So comedian. Like I said, it should say Bobby Lee comedian dies.
Comedian.
Bobby Lee comedian dies in an obvious way that we all saw coming. Sad, bummer, gone.
No one gives a shit.
If I died, it would go
this another
incredible white
from Chicago
male
white guy from Chicago who does comedy. Who gives a fuck?
Who cares about a Korean kid from San Diego?
All right. No one gives a fuck.
By the way, Korean from
you're
San Diego?
Another
you're not
angry,
even a real you're not even an immigrant.
Fucking
you're not even a fucking immigrant.
Angry
you're,
white guy.
You're born
what?
In
How
San
is that
Diego.
Different than any other white guy in comedy.
The
angry.
Asian community. You're barely Asian, by the
All
way.
Right.
You're a fucking
it's
LA
like
kid.
I did a lot.
You've done a lot of shit.
Okay.
You've done a lot. The best. You know what the
piece of shit.
You know what
right
the
now,
best
man.
Thing you've ever done is
what?
This fucking podcast.
That's not true.
By
After
far,
hearing you guys, your New Year's resolution wanted to be better friends. We decided to play with you a newlyweds game to see how well you know each other.
Okay.
All right.
What is this?
To put you guys
it's
in a good
for the
mood.
For the bride. Whoever's the bride.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I'm going to ask first Bobby and then Andrew a
okay.
question about the other person.
Okay.
So when I ask Bobby, he'll write his answer, and then I'll ask that same question to Andrew, and then he can say it out loud and see, contrast the answers to see how well
All right. I don't know this game. Go ahead.
Do you know that we found out that just like Hilaria Baldwin, his accent is fake?
I bet.
Andres is from fucking Oklahoma.
Yeah.
This is all bullshit.
Go ahead.
How about this? Say this phrase in a southern accent. Say, hey, man, I just moved here from Texas, and boy, am I happy to be in California.
Hey, man, I moved here from Texas, and I'm really happy to be in California.
Okay. I don't ever hear that again. Go ahead. All right, start the game.
Start the game.
This is a test. So, Bobby, if Andrew had superpowers, what would those be?
Superpower.
One superpower.
Yeah, one superpower.
I don't write anything down.
No.
Okay.
So, Andrew, what do you think Bobby thinks your superpower is?
Go ahead.
I think Bobby would say my superpower would be like something with fire. Something like I was able to throw fire.
Okay.
What is it?
Bobby?
Fly.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't... Okay.
I
would want to fly.
Three superpowers. I breathe underwater. I go fly. I don't know.
Invisible.
Maybe.
All right. Go ahead. What's mine for Bobby?
Okay. So now we start for real.
Here we go.
Oh, that wasn't real?
No.
All right. I get how it's saying. I'm going to reuse this paper.
So, Bobby, what is one thing that Andrew has that you would love to get rid of?
Oh, I write down.
What do I have that he would love to get rid of?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Do I say it?
Yeah.
Anger issues.
Eyebrows.
Okay.
Andrew.
Yeah.
What's Bobby's favorite junk food?
This is Bobby's favorite junk food. No. Bobby's favorite junk food is...
Just write it down.
I know. I'm trying to think.
You're trying to guess what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
So what happens if he writes it down...
And I get it right.
And he gets it right, he gets the point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can just say something that he does, I think that he's not going to guess. I'm assuming that he's going to try to answer the right question, right?
Right.
Yes.
Right? So I'm just going to answer something, make something up...
Yeah.
...that's going to not be on his fucking piece of paper.
Right, but this... I mean, this is like...
Who gets the points?
This is like, you guys have to be in good faith. This is to make you guys better friends.
Oh, so this is not a competition of who wins or loses.
No, it's not a competition.
Oh, okay, go ahead then.
Okay, here you go. What is it, Bobby?
Pizza.
Okay.
What is it?
I said ice cream.
Oh, okay.
Pizza. Fuck, I knew it was pizza. You had 9 deep dish pizzas.
I know. That's why I'm trying to fucking do this thing.
I know,
right,
I'm trying.
And you're not doing
I'm sorry.
It.
Okay, go ahead.
Ice cream? What the fuck?
Do Koreans eat ice cream?
Yes, we're able to.
If you were to draw an emoji that represents Andrew, what would that be?
Okay. I have to draw an emoji?
Yeah.
I think it's this one that's like a crinkly eyebrows.
Ready?
And the yeah.
Okay.
I was right. I'm right.
Okay.
All right, good. So I get a point.
Yeah.
That, what?
Yeah. I get a friendship point. That's what Andres is trying to bond us.
All right, go ahead.
Andrew.
Yes.
What's Bobby's biggest fear?
Bobby's biggest fear.
Yeah. Be honest, though. You know what my biggest fear is. And if you really know me, you'll know what my fear is.
I know, but I don't want to say that on this paper.
Yeah.
Your real biggest fear?
Yeah.
No, because now I'm confused. Your Bobby's biggest fear... I don't know. I thought it was something else, and that doesn't make sense now. Okay, so I think your biggest fear is, I don't fucking know. What is it?
Doing a comedy special.
Oh, that was an honest answer.
That's what I just told you I was going to do.
Which one did you write?
Nothing. I know it is biggest. Why is it your biggest fear, by the way?
I don't know. It is. So I'm just, let's, I don't want to analyze it.
Can we do it? Can we talk about it for real?
Later. But we're doing the game.
Sorry. Go ahead.
God.
What if we do a comedy special together?
No, I don't want to do one with you. Go ahead.
Okay.
So
let's play the game.
Bobby, one thing you guys will never agree on is?
One thing?
Yeah, that.
Have you ever seen this show?
Yeah. One thing. That's a weird question. That one thing we'll never agree on.
So okay. Much writing.
Okay, go.
That time doesn't matter.
No. Again, whose life is more important?
Fuck.
It's a callback.
Yeah, was it?
I thought we were in sync.
It couldn't be a callback. It just happened. We just got over that bit.
Yeah, it was just, I know. That's why I thought it would be fresh in your mind.
All right.
Fuck,
what is this?
Man.
What is this? Come on, let's go.
Yep.
Really Bobby's failing here.
Like Bobby's more present today.
Yeah, maybe he is.
Go ahead.
Andres. Give me the
more real.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, more present is
and
fine.
And real. Go ahead.
You're phony.
How many pairs of shoes does Bobby have?
Well, that's pretty good.
That's
such a hard thing to determine.
I know.
How about, do you even know?
Yeah.
What is it?
15.
Fuck.
What is it?
12. That's close.
Pretty good.
Thank you. That's 3 off?
Yeah. That's
such an innocuous number. All right, what's his?
Who usually gets their way?
Be honest.
Go ahead.
You.
I do.
Yes. Fuck yes. Okay, go. Good. There you go. There we go. All right, what else? Right, what else?
I'll be honest.
I know. Okay. You do know. See, at least you know I always you always get your way.
I know I do.
Yeah, I know.
And it has to be that way.
Go ahead.
Because okay. I'm more important. That's why.
Is that why? Or is it because you're a little fucking
no,
brat?
No, I'm more important.
Or it's because you're a brat.
I'm more important, and that's why I get my way.
Go ahead, Andres. Shut the fuck up. Such a little asshole.
Our show is almost perfect, except for...
Our show is almost perfect?
Yeah.
Except for...
Yeah. Be honest. George. Yeah. Now we're in sync. Now we're in sync.
Well, okay, yeah, go ahead, Andres.
Bobby,
yeah.
When is your official Bad Friends anniversary?
Oh, fuck.
That's pretty good.
The exact date?
Well, as close as possible.
So what month is it?
What month is January now?
Okay.
February.
April. How long have we
been? We've been doing this almost a year.
We have?
52 weeks in a year.
Oh, fuck.
This is episode 40-something.
I don't know.
It's February what?
February 15th or something.
No, February 15th. All right, give mine.
If Bobby asked you to grab him a treat on your way to work, what would that be?
Okay.
Yellow American Spirits.
Fuck.
What is that?
Sugar-free Red Bull.
Oh, I almost did
but
that.
But it is that. Yellow American Spirits. It is.
I know.
Fuck. All right, go him.
How does Andrew like his steak cook?
Medium rare.
Medium rare.
Perfect. Good boy.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, what else?
What was Bobby's first job?
What was Bobby's first job?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuck, this is tough because I know some of your first jobs. I don't know what your first, very first job is. Can you give me the age just so I get a good age range?
17.
Okay.
I worked on a farm.
What? I said server in San Diego.
Yeah.
You served when you were 18 and 19, weren't you?
No, I was 20.
Oh, you were?
19,
what 20. Farm did you work on?
Donald Yasawachi's farm.
Donald Yasawachi's farm?
Yeah.
That sounds like a TV show.
Let's keep going with the game.
All right, what is it? What's next?
Bobby, who's Andrew's hero?
Oh, that's really hard. Who's Andrew's hero?
Think comedy.
Yeah, think comedy.
It's just a basic one. You can answer it. It's something that's not true even, but just it's easy. Go ahead.
Who's my hero?
Just
Bill Cosby. No.
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan. No, that's not fucking it's not true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, give me
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey is definitely, okay, yeah. I said Bill Cosby. He said think comedy. Go ahead.
Okay. So, Andrew.
Yeah.
What's Bobby's favorite TV show?
Oh, easy.
Of all time?
Easy. I talk about it all the time. If you don't know this answer, I might have to start a new podcast.
Fine. At this point. Yeah. Honestly, at this point, fine.
Yeah.
You don't even know when the fucking it's been a year. What's Bobby's favorite TV show?
Like, I saw 3 episodes last night.
Really?
Your viewers know. The viewers know. If you don't know this, we're not friends.
Okay, what is it?
Star Trek The Next Generation.
Different Strokes.
You didn't know that?
I did know it was Star Trek, but...
it's my favorite show of all time.
I know. We've talked about it before.
I know everything about it.
But see, I think that's so hard. I don't have a favorite show of all time.
I do. You should know that.
Sorry. Hey.
Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. Go
we
ahead.
Did talk about it when I talked about Spock and all that
yeah,
stuff. I remember.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
If Andrew was a cartoon character, what would he be?
I am. If I was a cartoon character, which one would I be?
Yeah.
What cartoon character? Like a famous one?
Yeah, obviously.
Oh. Okay.
I'm cheating, but I saw how little you wrote.
Yeah.
So I'm like, what? That's because obviously I would say Archie.
No.
What?
Ren.
From Ren and Stimpy. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
I do love Ren.
Yeah.
You idiot.
Yeah.
That's true. And you're Stimpy.
Yeah, yeah. It really is.
We literally are
Ren
and Stimpy.
Ren and Stimpy, yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's smart.
Okay.
What is it?
Okay, so what animal would Bobby be if he were an animal?
Panda.
Undoubtedly.
Yeah.
It's not even a competition.
But I already knew that he was a
panda.
But
you are a panda.
Yeah, yeah. Well, some people think I'm a koala.
Wrong.
Okay.
Here's why. Pandas actually have a little bit of, like, activity in there. Koalas don't do shit.
Yeah.
Pandas are lazy. Koalas don't exist.
I know. In a fire in Australia, they're just...
They just burn to death.
Move! Full-blown fire!
Get out of the trees!
Yeah.
And it's like, nah. All right, what else?
If Bobby, if you discovered that Andrew was an ex-convict...
Ex-convict?
Yeah. What would your reaction be?
What would you say?
No, the better question is, what did he go into prison for?
There you go.
That's the question.
Sure.
What would you go to prison for?
Yeah. This isn't hard either.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I don't know how to write it, but like.
So many letters. Are you writing out, like, detailing the crime?
I don't know. I don't know what else. I mean.
It's manslaughter. It's got to be aggravated. Like, I killed somebody.
You know, mine was more like snapped. You lost your temper. Violent.
That's manslaughter.
Rage.
I killed somebody.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's the same thing. How many did you write down there?
A bunch.
Okay, what is it? What else?
If someone offered Bobby $1 million, would you think he would reveal a dark secret about you?
Wait, if someone offered him $1 million to reveal a dark secret about me, would he take the money and do it?
Yeah.
Oh. Go ahead.
No.
You're a good friend.
Would you put down?
Well, I wrote yes for the comedy.
Wait, stop.
But
stop.
In real life,
No, honestly, I know you wouldn't. No. Well, that's fucked up, dude.
I know you wouldn't.
You fucking drew the line.
I did that
there.
For comedy.
No, you didn't. Do you really believe that?
No, here's why. Well, I wanted to be a dick, and here's why.
Yeah.
You know why you wouldn't?
Yeah.
Because $1 million is not a lot of money to you.
How much money? How much money?
Yeah.
Wait, $1 million.
See? How about this? Yeah, I know you wouldn't for $1 million.
Yeah.
That's why I wrote yes. It's a joke.
Yeah.
$10 million.
No.
Yeah, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
$10 million.
$10 million, I wouldn't.
$100 million.
$50 million.
$50 million. Okay.
$50 million.
You would reveal.
I know a couple of secrets.
My darkest secret.
Yeah. And I know a couple of secrets. No, I probably wouldn't. I'll tell you why I wouldn't.
Because you what?
Because I'm not a rat.
No, you're not a rat.
Yeah.
No, you're not a rat.
I'm not a rat. And I also want to be in comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that would throw me out.
The end.
That would be the end for me in comedy. Yeah.
All right, who's got another? You have another question?
Yeah, this is the last question, but it's for both of you. First,
okay.
We'll start with Bobby.
Okay.
None of the Bad Friends fans know this about Andrew, but he's very good at...
Like something, a secret talent or something that you know that the fans actually don't know, that I'm actually good at something.
I mean, I already said it, though. I think.
What? When?
It is something that I probably have said. I don't remember if I did, but... Okay.
Kissing.
No.
I made a joke. Dancing. What is it?
Bowling. But I said
We talked about that. The fans know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there anything that you think that I'm good at that people don't know?
I don't think so.
All right, I'll be a good friend.
I'll be a good friend to you. Go ahead.
People don't know that as much as we joke around on this show
yeah.
and we make fun of each other and we attack each other and blah, 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 blah. People don't know that you actually have an extremely sincere... heart and no, I'm being serious.
Okay,
people don't know what you would do for a friend. Are you drawing a penis?
Yeah.
People don't know. People don't know.
When I get nervous, I do.
I know.
Yeah.
People don't know what you would do for friends. People have no idea. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People don't know that you would go to certain lengths to do things for friends for real when it really matters.
Yeah.
They'll never understand that.
Yeah. You know,
we've had a few encounters where it's a thing, and you know. By the way, that's a bad penis. If you're going to draw a penis, you have to draw something like a good one. Do you have any more of these questions, Andres?
No, not for today. I think you guys had 12 wrong and 7 right all together. So I think, well, you guys are starting the year on better terms.
We are. Hey, so we had a, so look, we found out that we're great buds and we love each other very much.
Oh, real great heavenly brothers.
Let me say this for real. I'm glad to be back with you. I'm happy.
Good to see you.
It's a new year.
It's a new year.
New year, new Bob.
New
year for you. New year for me.
New year for us.
Look at me. Stop looking at fucking George.
I hate him sometimes.
I know.
What a good guy. He laughs and laughs like giggles and giggles like the Ripper.
Bob.
Yeah. Good to see you too.
Thanks for being a bad friend.
Thanks for being a bad friend. Thank you for being a bad friend.
By the way, your life matters as much as mine.
It's not.
You're such an asshole. You matter just as much as I do.
A little more, it's fine.
Not a little more.
It's fine.
Not a little more.
You can have your opinion.
And you can have your stupid opinion. It's wrong. And it's wrong.
It's not wrong.
It's wrong.
I believe what I believe.
You're such an asshole.
Yeah.
Well, by the way,
and the reason why you're so defensive is because you know that I'm right.
No, because I knew you were going
to
say that.
You're trying to fight for something
no,
that you can't win.
Because I knew you were going to say that.
All right.